Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, we are live.
Try not to swear for the first 90 seconds.
From Los Angeles, California.
Because there's something about YouTube's algorithm.
There is something about YouTube's algorithm that's in the first 90 seconds, you can't say any swear words.
Yeah, Giorgio, let us know when it's been 90 seconds.
I am chomping at the bit for this 90 seconds.
Yeah, I want to say stuff so badly.
Oh, I got stuff to say. In the meantime, what I will say is this. Our special guest today is Birdsall, one of my favorite musicians on the planet. He does the Drinking Broettes theme song, and Tiffany is not here with us today. What is she, jumping out of planes or something?
Yeah, she's either jumping out of planes or teaching people survival shit in the woods.
Yeah, she does cool military shit. So
I think shit is okay, actually.
She's still in, right?
I think shit's okay for the first 90 seconds, but the F word is not.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
Yeah.
So are we at 90 seconds
we'll stay
yet?
Away from that.
We
Giorgio?
Can't say the F word at all?
Have we hit 90 seconds?
Fuck!
Shit. Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I just ruined Giorgio's hearing for the rest of his life.
It's fine. Yeah. Welcome. What are you doing in LA? Are you recording?
Yeah, actually doing some new shit.
No shit.
The last EP isn't even out yet, but it doesn't stop, you know? We just keep it going. Keep going.
You have to during the quarantine.
Nothing better to fucking do.
Nothing. And yeah. So here's my prediction on all this shit, and tell me if I'm wrong on this. By the end of this quarantine, every fucking musician should have a goddamn new album out that is the best thing of all time. Because they haven't been touring. You don't have to deal with record labels or meetings or any of that bullshit. Because of COVID, everybody wants you to practice 6 feet and everything else. There is no reason why people shouldn't be writing their best shit right now.
That's literally exactly how I feel too. But then I feel like a lot of people are just getting super lazy and just fucking streaming video games.
Just using it as an excuse? Are you talking about Danny?
Because
he's doing Twitch streaming video games.
He did just start doing that, though.
Did he really?
Did you hear him? He just called out Danny Warsop on the fucking show. Yeah. Danny, you're a piece of shit.
Danny.
Oh, my God.
What's he doing? Is he playing Call of Duty?
Yeah. He's actually... His channel is a little weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
No, he's a weird guy.
He's a weird guy. Yeah. We're all fucking weird guys. Yeah. Last time you and I hung out, we spent a good... hour talking about circumcision.
Yeah, circed.
Yeah, researched. Yeah.
Circed.
Circed and
researched. Circed.
It's a book like Crime and Punishment, but it's circed and researched.
You're actually in my phone as Ross So Circed.
Everybody knows that about me, that I got circed at birth. And, you know, it's a source of pride, obviously, that I was on day one. I'm a day one circ homie, right?
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of people now, including my two children, that are day two homies. Usually they have the kids stay alive for like an hour, and then a day, and then they go and circ them the next day.
What, so they don't waste the circumcision just in case the kid dies the first day? Or what is it?
Yes, man. Yeah. So you've got to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's all these rules about getting circed, and so you got to sign all these waivers.
Wait,
and
there's
all this
rules.
Shit. Yes. And so what happens is after they get circed, they give them this medicine or medication, obviously, and the kid is out for like 10 hours. So while the child is sleeping, you're like, oh, man, I've got the easiest baby in the world. Mm. It'll never cry. This baby's so good. And then they wake up from being circumcised, and it's fucking bulls on parade. They hate you. They hate everybody around you.
I've got two questions. One, do the parents get that same medication?
Yeah.
I think
the women do, for sure. They get juiced up with it. So you get one of those clackers. You just click it off, like every three drops of morphine.
Question two is, do you keep the skin?
Yes. I would love
to. Make a necklace or something?
Yeah. So here's the thing.
And then at their first date shows up, like the first time a date ever shows up to the house, and you're like, this is you know, Jax's foreskin.
So on the last child that was born, Jagger was his name. I'm obviously a huge music fan. Stones are my favorite.
Yep.
I asked the doc, I go, because he came back up, and he was just like, baby did great, it's resting peacefully, all that shit. And I was like, awesome, man. I was like, so did you save that circ? And he was like, I'm sorry? I don't see, you know, he didn't understand or whatever. And I was like,
it's a schmuck then, right?
Yeah, so I go, hey, man, I want that skin. I paid for it. Because you have to pay an extra fee, like on top of the thing, and they'll bill you for it.
Throw it away?
And so, no, not to throw it away, but to get circumcised. So I was like, hey, man, I paid the fee. So I want this skin.
Well, you can't pay and not take the fucking skin, dude.
That's what I said. Break. I want the skin.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we don't typically do that. And I was like, what am I going to put in the stew? and I did full straight face during the whole thing. This guy was freaked the fuck out, this doctor.
I don't,
at
why?
Hospital.
There are women who like literally eat their own fucking placenta after they have children.
In Canada, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the UK, I think it's big too. I mean, that's a real thing. Why can't I eat my child's foreskin?
It's
not still attached to his body. There are moils in fucking Brooklyn that have been giving babies herpes because they have herpes and they bite
moils?
The goddamn foreskin off.
What the fuck's a moil?
A moil is
I'm gonna ask a lot of questions, by the way.
Go ahead.
A moil is a thing in the Jewish religion, or maybe just the Hebrew culture, and they're the ones that perform the circumcision.
So it's a person. I'm more than a person.
There's a professional circ guy. Okay. I believe it's called a brist, right?
A brist is what it's called when you get it chopped, But there are some of those.
So they just hang out and touch baby dicks.
Basically,
day.
Yeah.
Well, no, because when in Jewish, it's like you're 13, right?
No.
No, you do it as a baby? Fuck?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I thought you did it when you were 13.
No, that's when you get whatever the fuck, bar mitzvah, and become a man. That's the rite of passage to manhood.
I thought becoming a man was losing that circumcision.
No, that's the covenant.
Ah, it is.
Yep.
Do you call your circumcision the covenant?
I call mine the total package, actually.
So I call mine Dick and Balls the continental breakfast.
I call mine the thickness, actually. My dick is called
it's sausage
thickness.
And two eggs, you know?
I feel like I haven't named mine yet.
What? You've named your whole entire...
By the end of the show, we're going to figure out...
You're literally a writer. Like, you don't have any excuse for not having named your dick and balls.
I've written a lot of things, but I haven't really written about my dick and balls.
Well, so let me ask you this. Is it tatted or is it pierced? Because looking at you right now, you look like a guy that's probably got a Prince Albert.
I actually don't.
What? Really?
I know. I'm pretty fucking boring.
Did I ever tell you?
What was the pause on that, though? Something else happened down there?
He's disappointed with himself for not having it, probably. He feels judged right now, would be my guess.
Oh, I'm definitely judging you right now.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a rock star, for Christ's sakes.
This guy I knew had a fucking dollar sign tattooed on the front of his beanbag, and we called him Money Bags.
Yes.
That's a real thing. You can do that.
You can?
Yeah.
This
do you
America.
Have anything tatted on your nuts?
You do whatever the fuck you want.
No, I thought about it.
I got a guy in LA right on Sunset if you want to go, because you're going to Pasadena tonight. He can do it in about 20 if you want to go.
For real?
Yeah. We'll get some sack tats.
I've always wanted to like get like a dollar or like a dollar bill on it, or like a $100 bill tattooed on it.
On the nuts.
Yeah, that's what
itself.
I was just saying.
Yeah.
On the shaft. No, this dude
when
I knew.
It gets hard, like
had.
You watch your money grow or whatever.
This dude. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
I've got the Declaration of Independence on my penis.
The guy I knew had it on his like on the front of his fucking coin purse, and we called him Money Bags.
That's a great one. Yeah, there was a guy. There was a listener. We did a live show. Where the fuck were we? I think Colorado. And
not the one on the crew. You're not talking about fucking...
No. Homeboy with the
grizzly,
sack.
Grizzly Forge Lucas. No. With his giant fucking beanbag.
This was a listener who had lost a ball. And so on the sack itself, he got a tea bag. So he had a tea bag drawn on the nut where his nut was missing.
We should do a GoFundMe and get him... We should do a GoFundMe and get him a nudicle.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck's a nudicle.
It's a fake testicle.
Fake testicle, man.
For real?
Balances you out. Yeah. Can you imagine walking around with one nut missing out of your sack all day? You'd be fucking tipping over like you didn't have your V8.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Definitely lose balance for sure.
Yeah. There's no
way. Have you ever broken like your front toe or anything?
Especially the big toe.
Yeah, you can't walk, dude. When you break your big toe, you can't really walk. That's where all your power comes from. Same with your ball sack. If you lose one of those, you're going to need to fill up the other side to balance everything out, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about everything right now.
You should be. You should be thinking about everything.
I tried
right
to stuff in some gravel in there, but didn't take.
No, it never does.
And it's sharp too, so it's like.
Oh, no! You show.
No, we've actually done a show that was sponsored by White Claw. We talked about we had a clown porn lady
sponsored by White Claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for one show, and that's all.
We did a live show in
that's
Florida.
That's all that'll ever happen with them, probably because
that was it
of the Holocaust jokes and the clown porn.
Within
mostly.
6 minutes, four
clown
Holocaust
porn.
Jokes were
yeah.
told.
There was a. There was a clown,
yeah, take him on.
A clown pornographer. Miss Quinn is her name. If you're looking to look her up on the internet,
yes,
she does porn mostly wearing clown outfits.
I gotta search this shit.
It's clown pornography, and here's the thing: like she'll fuck right herself now. With balloon animals. She'll go full clown.
I mean, that's an like, important part of it.
Yeah,
like, does she make the balloon animals though? Like
yes.
she got that down?
Yeah,
like,
yeah she'll make that whole shit. So she was on the show, and then a guy who had just gotten out of prison for attempted murder.
Yeah, Nico.
Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of Amiri King's friends. And then we had, what's his name? Shit. I can't remember his name. The guy that's a sniper for Orlando SWAT team.
Yeah. It was great.
What's his name? I can't remember his name right now.
Either way, great show. Fun times were had.
Yeah, but there's never going to be another White Claw sponsored fucking Drinking Bros again.
No, right? No. I highly doubt that.
Not if they heard about any of that.
I highly
that
doubt
happened.
That. Are you trying to find this clown porn star?
Yeah, I'm typing in Quinn clown porn right now.
Miss Quinn.
It's Miss Quinn.
Well, go to Twitter. It's on Twitter.
I would find it after the show. Like, it'll take you a while. There's a bunch of Miss Quinns. Apparently, that Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman show was pretty big. So, like, good luck digging through all of those user handles.
That's Jane Seymour, by the way. She's a distant relative of mine.
Is it really?
Yeah, my mom's maiden name is Seymour, and now you can get into my bank account.
Yeah, look at that.
No right? way.
Look at that.
That's why they do that. Jared always calls these people out, by the way. They're like, there are these surveys on Facebook and shit. Like, what's your fucking first pet's name? What's your fucking... It's the same questions for security questions at a bank, motherfucker.
Yeah.
They're stealing your shit. Don't be an idiot. That's why I give wrong answers only. My first pet name, for whom? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Baby, honey, maybe? Just answer the questions wrong.
Sure.
That's what you got to do.
Sure. What are you doing now that you're not touring?
Nothing.
Really?
No, literally just... hanging out and just like writing pretty much like we were saying earlier. It's like there's nothing better to fuck do.
Yeah.
So I feel like by the time touring starts, I should have like 8 fucking albums done.
Easily.
You know, like.
I mean, if you're doing it like everybody else right now, it seems that even in the, this has been a big thing in hip hop for a long time, but now, and I guess pop to some degree as well, but now even rock and metal people are writing albums, but releasing singles.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't think we'll ever probably put out a full album. It'll probably
Do you think that's gone? Like, I'm glad you brought that up. I just heard, so Drake just dropped a couple singles the other day, right? With DJ Khaled. And it was strange because it was like, hey man, between the other shit you've put out, you...
It's like 18 songs or something.
Yeah, you've had enough for an album. Like
18 was the album that he already did put out.
Yeah.
And then he's done like another 11 or something, or 11 or 12 since then. But I don't think... What's the point of having an album?
No one's... I don't think anyone's gonna
like, nobody's buying CDs and shit. So what's the point of having that whole catalog, whatever you want to cordon off as one individual unit?
When you, well, when everything's a fan, streaming. As a fan, I'm a fan of the album experience where... There is a beginning, middle, and end, and it was something that the artist wanted to do. As a musician, it's probably more beneficial if you just put out singles.
Yeah, releasing-wise, like, singles is definitely the better way to go. But, I mean, everybody will always have... They'll always put out albums, but they will do, like, for instance, let's just say 10-song album, whatever. Like, you're going to put out 5 or 6 singles before you drop that full album as, like, a package, so, like, fans could be... They can get, like, a solid album, or, like, they can get, like... You know, like the vinyls or whatever that they want to like actually hold on to and stuff like that. They have a whole package, but like, I mean, people's attention spans today, like, don't fucking don't. The reason they do it, I think, is because if you drop a full album, like, people will fucking listen to it on repeat for fucking 3 weeks, and then they're fucking over it and they'll fucking throw it away.
I think a better idea would be to like, stuff isn't just about the music anymore; it's about personality because of reality television and how that's like bled into all the other forms of media. I think a better idea would be to release a group of songs, but have each one of the band members put out their own curated fucking playlist from that group of music. You know what I mean?
Everybody's trying something different now, and people have tried things like
the Spotify playlist thing from celebrities that have nothing to do with music is huge. So coming from the band, like, here's how I think you should listen to this album. That I think that would be a really good promotion.
Maybe.
Like, each person in the band.
Maybe. What are your thoughts on Post Malone, by the way?
I think he's a genius, dude. I actually drink Bud Light seltzers now because of him instead of these things.
Everybody does.
They're actually pretty good.
They're great.
Yeah. And my initials are on it.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. You're good to go.
Around the can, so I just feel a lot more important when I drink them.
The reason why I ask, as far as albums are concerned, in the last 2 years... That guy has put out full albums that you can just put on in the background anywhere you are, and they're great from start to finish.
Yeah.
I would say, and I know that I'm going to get killed for this, but because I'm not a fan of hers, Taylor Swift's the same way, where it's just like, all right, those are albums worth listening to where you can just leave on in the background or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Artists that can put out great full albums. I think here's what I mean by this. I don't think there is enough great artists who can put out a full album anymore that is great anymore.
Maybe. I mean, look, but has there ever been?
By themselves.
Like the phrase.
Maybe. That's a huge thing, though.
The phrase B-side has been around for a very long time, right? Mm-hmm. And it generally refers to the B-side of the cassette tape, which is the songs that, you know, if you're a huge fan, you'll listen to.
Right away.
Yeah. But I mean, that's been going on. I don't think that's anything new. We just now have the ability to circumvent that bullshit and release these singles.
I still enjoy a full album, though. Like, I mean, shit. Again,
but who can do it? Drake can do it.
Drake can do it.
Post Malone can do it.
Taylor Swift.
I mean, like, in the pop
can do
world,
it. Chris Stapleton can put out a great full album, country wise. But
I think there's a lot of.
I'm trying to think why
like streaming platforms are so cool though, because like you can literally just go to an artist instead of listening to their album and just fucking shuffle, and then you're just like listening to everything they do, like just like an album, like you'd be listening to an album, you know.
Well, you take Apple. I think one of their biggest things that they did is put Apple Essentials out. So whatever artist you type in, it has already built this Essentials album. So you can go through all of their catalog, and it has kind of curated it for you. And it's every single artist. And
It's a really, I mean, that's the first thing I did when I started using Apple Music. I downloaded like all of my favorite bands' Essential albums, essentially. I mean, it was the best. Because you have all the fucking top 10 to 20 songs from every one of those bands right there. It's a good idea.
And then the guy who's killing it singles-wise, who's just dropping singles only, is that Tekashi 6ix9ine. That fucking guy, man.
Don't even get me started.
But to be honest, he could drop anything and it would do well because of how many eyeballs are on him right now.
Well, here's the thing. I fucking hate him.
It's
right?
trash.
So
the music is terrible.
Whoa,
I think.
Oh my God, dude.
But look, the first one he dropped, beat wise, banger. And that's kind of what rap is, right? If the beat is good enough,
you're like,
right, if I can work out to this or fucking shoot hoops, like I'm good. Yeah.
I can't deal with his voice.
It's the worst thing I've ever
heard. Sounds like a he sounds like a 13-year-old kid trying to be Eminem in the 90s, like hard voiced Eminem, like the angry, or the early 2000s, late 90s version,
right,
where he was like starting to get the angry voice. Vincent Marcus will be doing that on the show tomorrow. Actually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
His voice is too much.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then, so the reason I bring him up, the last single, because after he snitched on those people and got out of jail, I thought for sure everybody would be done with him. Nicki Minaj comes over to his fucking house. They shoot a goddamn video. They did a song.
It's because both their careers are done. They're just like, we should probably do something about this.
I guess. So did you know that video was the most viewed video in 48 hours in YouTube history?
Really?
Yes.
Have you seen the...
She's buck naked in the goddamn thing.
Have you
thing.
Seen the talk over version of it?
Yeah, yes. So funny. Dude, holy shit.
I was in fucking tears.
That's
dude.
Way better than the,
like,
real video.
This is how I look at it. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Literally how I look at this music.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Sounds like
is
a
it all
baby.
A fucking troll then, this guy?
Is what?
Does he know he's shitty and is all of this a troll?
I think you can start
it's
out that
gotta
way.
Gotta be.
Right? You can start out that way, but just basic human psychology, you're going to start to think you're great at some point because so many people are fucking paying attention to you. That's just how your brain works.
Yeah.
Your id and ego are going to fucking be at war.
He's a guy that I genuinely can't figure it out. Either he's got it locked in of like, hey man, I control the world and make a gajillion dollars. Or he thinks, like Dan said, he's the greatest artist of all time. I'm 50-50 on it. You can toss a
You can say the same thing about Kanye though, right? Like, his behavior, not just recently, but throughout his entire career, has been, like, very bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if it's performance. He's either a genius in that performance art, or he is very,
I think
very
Kanye's
disturbed.
A straight genius.
Yeah, so do I.
Agree.
He planned this shit, like, for years. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He has every step, like, he's five steps ahead of everything he's doing.
He ran all those fucking, like, Sunday service bullshit for, what, like, 6 months, and then all of a sudden puts out a Christian album, sells a gajillion records.
Yeah.
Unreal. Like this.
I should just go Christian, to be honest.
What's that?
I should just go fake Christian and just take over that scene.
Yeah, go Creed.
You know, we've had this discussion.
You could be the next Scott Stapp.
I saw Scott Stapp at the fucking Minnesota Fair like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakdown.
He wasn't playing. He was just hanging out there.
It's the lead singer, Creed, by the way.
He was just eating one of those big turkey legs. He wasn't actually playing the show. Oof. He's
That'd
just hanging
great.
Out.
He, he stumbled Times
in.
Fair.
He lives like two blocks down and under a bridge, so he just like stumbled in.
That was the last.
Don't you know who I am? He just takes a big bite out of the turkey leg.
The turkey leg? That was the last era, though, of like, hey, man, we're selling physical CDs.
Yeah.
I think he got paid, Scott
Stapp. Him and Nickelback, they both made
right under the wire,
a bajillion dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Nickelback probably made 10 times what he did.
So let me ask you this.
I like Nickelback.
Whoa.
I don't care.
Whoa. I'm sorry. You repeat that?
I love Nickelback.
Are you fucking serious?
Dead serious, dude.
Can you look at this?
Giorgio, get him out of here.
Photograph.
Get him out of here. Yeah.
get my gun.
I don't know
actually.
If I don't really like. Okay, I don't like them, but I really enjoy whoever writes their hooks and their production.
So it's
catchy. Slams. It's fucking slams.
It's definitely
dude.
Catchy, yeah. But it's like, it's so catchy that it's cringy. Like you can,
it's terrible.
If you're a if you're a casual observer, you would probably like it. Or if you're just somebody like you that appreciates the artist behind the scene, but they definitely did write.
I like their story too. Like they were a band for like what fucking 15 years.
Oh yeah, it was a long
before
time
before they got their first record.
Yeah, yeah,
they were a
when
band
every other
since,
band like they just give up after 2 years. You know, and they're just like, we're fucking done. We're never
going to
make it.
They were a band since like 84.
I appreciate
or some
them,
shit
you know?
Like that, like 1984 or 1986
something
or something. That's like old as fuck.
I wasn't even born.
And then he got married to Chad Kroeger. Got married to Avril Lavigne.
After she left fucking dude from Sum 41.
Correct.
Who is all just fucking weird looking.
Derek
dude.
Weebly.
Do you, is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He looks Weebly.
Weird name to have, right?
Have you seen that photo of him like walking out of rehab or something like with this like model girlfriend that's like 4 foot taller?
Yeah.
Looking shot.
The whole thing, man, is
bad.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, isn't there some theory that Avril Lavigne is dead?
Yeah, and
what?
It's been another girl living.
It's like a Mandela effect kind of situation. Yep. People
like career-wise or just
no,
like
no,
in general?
No,
in
she's
dead,
definitely.
She's fucking dead, and they've been using a body double for years. Yeah.
But why?
Name, what is it, Lisa or
who
Carla?
Who the fuck, where did this theory come from?
Reddit, I'm sure it was yeah, either Reddit.
So, welcome to Drinking
It was either Reddit
Bros,
or
we'll
4chan. It was
you.
One of the two.
I like this.
It's always Reddit or 4chan.
I came into this whole situation like knowing that I'm probably going to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you are.
I hate talking about like myself, so like don't the whole guest thing, like I fuck it, whatever. I just want to hang out with you guys and be like, oh, this is neat.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're not only entertainers, we're also teachers.
Shit. Yeah.
Well, I'm more of like a priest that doesn't believe in religion.
Truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a nonprofit, Fathers Without Boundaries. And that's where I mentor like just sorority girls from like 20 to 22.
I was going
to
wonder where you're going
Make
with
sure
that.
Make sure they
yeah.
stay on the
yeah,
right track.
So like it's
that.
That's very big. I'm very into that
nonprofit.
You
can donate to this or what is that?
You can donate. Or you can throw me your support. And you know, if you get any screenshots, because I'm sure you get a lot of fans that send things in. Like, yeah. You know, if they're like, oh man, this girl looks like she doesn't have a father or has issues with her father.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this, if you whatever
daddy's club or something.
Yeah, exactly. If you ever just make it onto a college campus, walk into whatever
I'm
sorority.
Always
you
on
can
college
find,
campuses.
Are you really?
Well, yeah. Just walk into the sorority and be like,
Arizona
hey,
State.
Walk into the sorority.
I'm trying to move to Mill Avenue, dude.
Oh, boy.
Were you?
I am. I'm trying to buy a house there.
It's the best.
Kinda. You know, there's not really a house.
It's not the worst idea.
It's the best, man.
Walk into the sorority and say, hey, who has a good relationship with their father? Anybody that doesn't raise their hand, say, come with me.
Send them
and
over
then,
my way.
You know.
And that's what I do. That's where I step in.
Put them in a you just put them in a shipping container and he'll give you the address.
Oh,
I've got an account with Wayfair.
We don't.
So all you need to do
that
is.
That shit's fucking wild, dude.
Put them in a cabinet, ship them on out to Austin, Texas.
I can't get my head around that. Wait, honestly, I can't tell.
I don't know if I believe it.
I can't tell if I should be paying more attention to that or not. Like it seems
Ooh,
like
it's
just
tough.
Just with everything going on with Ghislaine Maxwell now and with the Epstein case going on, it seems like based on the evidence that's been leaked so far that there are a lot of fucking like business people, politicians, and just rich people in general,
buying cabinets
in Hollywood, particularly,
yeah,
that are fucking super into pedophilia. Like, it seems like there's a lot of people involved in this
Hollywood
bullshit.
And politicians, man. And, like, I'll say this. The people that got nabbed in the first go-round with dude-wise, right, as far as...
You mean, like, Me Too or the pedophile shit?
Both. So, Kevin Spacey. It was a Me Too, but it was also a pedophile thing where it was
he was
like,
17. But that case
was
stupid, right?
It was the first kid was Anthony Rapp. So, Anthony Rapp is a big, huge actor. He was in Dazed and Confused. And he's one.
Which one was he in Dazed and Confused?
Oh, he's a long-haired kid, right?
Yeah, the blonde, where it was just like he was friends with. He had the glasses. He was friends with
the nerdy
Lincoln.
Guy.
Hey, okay, I had this dream that I was with Abraham Lincoln.
The one who like gets in the fight at the
and
party.
He was friends.
His best friend.
He was
yeah.
friends
yeah.
with the guy that played the Hebrew Hammer on that Comedy Central thing.
Correct.
What's his name? He was in fucking Saving Private
Goldberg.
Ryan too, right?
Yeah. Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg is his real name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's funny.
But Anthony Rapp went on to do like Rent and all that shit on Broadway. Like he is a huge Broadway actor.
Yeah.
And so finally, his story was the first. When he was like, I was 14 years old and then tells the story, right? People knew about Kevin Spacey, but
His story was with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Fuck
him. That's what kind of kicked that whole thing off.
Let's pump the brakes here. Name me, in your opinion, the top fucking independent filmmaker ever.
The very top. So if we're going studio wise, it was the Weinsteins because they started that whole shit.
Right.
They did Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and everything. So like that.
I'm talking about an individual
kicked
person.
Kicked off, right. So.
Because to me, it would be Woody Allen.
Oh, Woody Allen, independent wise. Well, it's sort of because he's had the same financiers.
When I say independent, independent is not the right word. I mean somebody who writes and stars in their own shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
So Woody Allen.
Because he married his fucking daughter.
Yeah, that he adopted.
Who did?
Years ago. Woody Allen.
What the fuck?
So he adopted.
Dude, where have I been?
He adopted.
I don't know, man.
She was 4 years old at the time when he first adopted her. Or when he first hooked up with homegirl. And stayed with the wife for what, like 15 years or something?
It was Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow, yeah. Stayed with the wife for 15 years and then divorced her. Or maybe they weren't married, I don't know. But left her and married the fucking 19-year-old daughter.
Yes, the stepdaughter.
And they've been married this whole time.
The daughter was cool with that. The whole time.
They've been married for how many years now?
He groomed her. It's fucking predatory bullshit. But that's been okay in Hollywood for years. He still gets work. He still makes movies. He still wins awards. And what the fuck? Like, they've clearly
how
been
old
okay.
Is he anyways? He's like fucking
he's got to be in his 70s at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
And,
how old is he?
How old is a chick?
she's probably 40s now. It's about a 30-year
like
age gap.
It's a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't fucking know.
It's about a 30-year age gap.
Let's see. Woody Allen's 84.
84?
Yes. And
I didn't know it was 84.
And
shit.
Soon Yi.
Is 49, I'm going to say.
Let me see this.
49, yeah.
Yeah, nailed it, dude.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of this?
Who nails the Soon Yi part of that?
That's not even worth it.
It's weird, right?
It's not even hot.
But there's a bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood. 30. There's a bunch of pedophiles,
what do you
think, politicians.
What do you think?
He's 35 years older than her.
Why do you think it's like a Hollywood and a politician thing? Like, why is it so? Is it, you think it's just because they're in the spotlight and that's the only thing we see, and everything else is literally just
like
that?
I got two theories on this. The first one is you become rich, famous, and you fuck everything on the planet, and then you become bored. So then you're like, all right,
that's what I was.
That's the ancient Rome theory.
Right.
Like, I'm so wealthy and above the law, at least my own perception, that I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
Why priests? Curious. Why priests, though?
Because celibacy. Like, they're required to be celibate, and dudes that want to fuck chicks don't go into that line of work for the most part.
Right.
So it just has a proclivity for, it has a hyper percentage of people with sexual deviancy or just being gay, which is fine. Huh. If they just let the priest marry, then nobody would give a shit about this.
Yeah.
You'd also broaden your talent pool by about 1,000% or so. But hey, what are you going to do?
My second theory is people who are gay or sexually repressed, like Lindsey Graham is a great one, right? He's getting fucking drilled for the politician. There is the people are calling it a rumor, but we can confirm this, like that he's been getting male prostitutes in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., and he goes by the name of Lady G. And he's been getting male prostitutes forever, and then he's gay, and he's paying for male prostitutes.
Lindsey Graham, right?
Correct. And it's one of those things to me with that where he's worried about coming out as gay because he's going to lose his seat wherever it is,
South Carolina,
which is, look, the South is still...
South to the South.
South to the South, right? And it's tough. Plus, he was military.
Yeah, he was a JAG officer, like a military legal counsel for 35 years in the Air Force Reserve, I believe.
So a lot of this shit is closeted, and then therefore, when they finally go out and do things or whatever, like, you know, the kids who are most susceptible to trying all that shit are like 17 people who don't know if they're gay, or they're just kind of figuring it out and everything else, and then it's, you know.
So they just...
It's a slippery slope, my man.
Well, it gets real slippery.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Around the back.
Around the beehole.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with politicians buying prostitutes, by the way. I mean, my favorite politician of all time, Jerry Springer, who was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Correct.
Loved hookers, and he also...
He's what he got caught for.
Well, that's because
Jerry Springer?
Yeah. He was the mayor of Cincinnati, and he wrote a personal check to a hooker.
To a prostitute.
And that was used to...
Like the Jerry Springer, or just like a different Jerry Springer?
No, the
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
so he
so much today.
Birdsall, this is
wild.
He writes a personal check. He writes a personal check, name and address and phone number on the check
to
a hooker. I don't know what he wrote in the memo line.
Yeah.
Can we find that out?
Sweet fuck. Yeah. Thanks for the fuck.
But whatever it was used in his fucking conviction for solicitation.
Yeah,
and then he left.
And then he left, and then did Springer. And here's the thing on Springer, he got caught fucking all the guests.
All of them?
Oh, dude.
Not the dudes, probably.
Well, not the dudes, but the girls. So, like, there was some wild chicks in there and whatever. And, like, there was...
Especially at first when it was actually real people.
Yeah. There was numerous stories. Yeah. That him and the crew and all that shit.
Steve.
And the producers. Yeah. They
were Steve big was in on
Steve,
it?
Steve,
well,
yeah.
I don't know.
That they were all getting fucking blown backstage by these people and whatever. And it was, like, it was kind of a party.
But why wouldn't you be doing that?
That's what I say. So, to get him on the show, they would load him up full of booze. And then let him fight and all that shit. Well, like the pre-gaming for Springer.
It's literally the best show ever.
Yeah, it was so intense that they used to booze all these people up in the green room. And then, you know, afterwards, Jerry would get his dick sucked. You know, Steve would probably get an HJ. And then they would
bounce. That's kind of how I write my songs.
Right?
I literally just like get all like, we just get boozed up. And
Steve kind of looks like Yul Brynner too.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yul Brynner was a noted fucking donk slayer.
Yeah.
Like, he was into it.
Who?
Yul Brynner.
Jesus Christ.
God, you need to, how you old need to are look you? Up your...
Bro.
Yeah, how old are you?
Are you from America?
It doesn't even matter anymore. I literally don't like... This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't do... I just don't pay attention to fucking, like, current events and shit. I don't know.
Well, you'll bring
so how, do you never have.
How do you write then?
Off of like life stories, basically. Like I said, like I usually just, I put myself into situations with like relationships where I'm just like, this is a terrible idea. Let me fuck this up real quick.
Yeah.
And then I'll go off and I'll cry. Then I'll fucking write a fucking song about how I hate this shit because she sucks.
Who is the last one?
I don't know.
You dating anybody now?
No. I haven't really been dating anybody for like fucking years.
Really?
It's just, yeah.
She's been doing music?
I like it that way. Yeah. Better.
Yeah, because I met you Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Last year. You were playing drums, I think, for Danny, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was fucking awesome. And then, by the way, I don't think I ever told you this story. I told Dan this before we came on the air. When Danny in mid-show invite you to come up and sing a couple songs, and I went to go get booze, and Danny grabbed my arm, and he goes, hey, man, you can't go get booze. You got to see this fucking guy. And I was like, oh, all right. And he goes, this guy's really talented.
What a good friend.
You know what he didn't know is that you were going to be a year later talking shit about him for playing video games on Twitch.
Yeah, Danny Worsnop.
If he had known at the time, he probably wouldn't have fucking said
anything. Get off Twitch, you talented motherfucker. You're too good for that,
dude. Yeah,
you
should be watching this.
No, he's too good, Danny.
Nobody's too good for anything. Danny's a dirtbag.
Danny should have five albums by the
end of the show. He just let a fucking cat give birth in his studio.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
I'm bummed I missed that, to be honest.
I know. Well, I should have had a fucking...
He called it, though. He did.
He did. He called it on the show.
It's going to come right here somewhere.
He called it on the show.
He knew.
But he grabbed my arm and he goes, hey, man, this guy is super fucking talented. You got to stay and watch this guy. And I was like, oh, all right, shit. So the two of us watched from right off the stage, watched you play. And I was like, oh, fuck. And when I heard that song, when I heard Instagram page or IG page, your song.
Yeah.
I was like, this sounds like a huge, gigantic smash hit. And I go, and I lean to Dan in and I go, man, is this out? Like, is this guy, had this.
I don't know if it was out then.
Song blown up or it wasn't. And he goes, no, dude, but I hear this guy's music and he's fucking insane. And I was like, oh, shit. So I kind of knew after that, I was like, dude, you were going to be go on and do great things. But Danny was the one that who knew before anybody. And he goes, hey, man, you got to stay and watch this guy.
He definitely fucking pulled the best friend card on that one for sure. Like I've been a drummer my whole life. That's kind of how my whole songwriting started. It was like I was drumming for this band. I was drumming for that band. Like, I was tour managing this band. I was doing that. And like, I was always like working for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, even down to like drumming for Danny, like I'm drumming for my best friend, but that's his project. That's like his baby. It's like, I don't have any product, you know?
Yeah.
So then I started like writing. I've always been a writer though. I've always written for every band I was in, but I was a drummer. So I was always behind the scenes.
I mean, Don Henley's started out the same, right? I mean, that was kind of his deal.
And I started writing some songs with Danny and he literally just goes, yo, you should actually like front this. And I was like, it's uncomfortable. I don't really know how to do that. He's like, no, your leader should do that. So he recorded my first songs and then he goes, oh yeah, by the way, I'm taking you on tour. Like, you're going to drum for me, but I'm putting you on stage every night too. I'm just like,
that's kind of his thing, isn't it?
Like, all right, let's fucking hit the ground and just see what happens. And then, yeah, like when you, like you saw, like that was my first time ever playing in front of people was what you saw.
No shit.
Ever.
I had no idea. You were fucking great. And I was like, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, that, his plan fucking worked because that tour, like, it caught people's attention. They're like, who the fuck's this guy, you know? So that
it's like A Star Is Born, except for he didn't kill himself after.
And he didn't fuck you.
They probably fucked.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go that far, but now that you brought it up, they probably fucked a little bit.
I'm on the deeper. Is there times where you drive home and the garage door opens and you wonder if Danny's hanging in there?
Every day.
Oh my god,
that got super dark, didn't it?
That's kind of Danny's.
I really did. I love him, dude. He's seriously one of my best friends.
That's kind
of
his thing, though.
He's fucking wild. Like, you never know. Fucking wild card for sure.
Yeah, he seems like he's like without any really real regard for himself. Like, he doesn't try to capitalize on it himself, but he tries to mentor and help people on the come up all the time. I don't know what it is about him.
He's just
a genuinely good dude, but I don't know why. Like, he seems really into fucking helping people up. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's like some, like maybe that's like one of the reasons we get along, but like that's, even when I was a kid, like I always wanted to be successful so I could bring other people up. Always been like that too. Like,
yeah. Martin Luther King said you have two hands for a reason, one to pull yourself up and one to pull the next guy up with you.
I like that.
It's a good quote. It's one of my, like, the founding principles of my life. I think it's a good way to live your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I always notice in particular, because we're live in LA today. We're in Hollywood. Like,
this is live?
Yeah.
We're on YouTube
live
right
now.
There's no editing. So all that shit you talked about, Danny, he's probably already seen
no
it.
No editing, brother.
You're
this
fucked.
Has already been live.
You're off the fucking will.
Yeah.
You're not on this will anymore.
Yeah.
But he actually talked about this the other day, and the only thing I asked for was Cowboy. I was like, bro, can I just get Cowboy, man? I miss that dude. Well.
But Hollywood is one of those towns where everybody's out for themselves and nobody helps anybody else. Problem is, it should be the opposite.
It's just like politics.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should help everybody else because there's going to be times where you're not on top and somebody else is doing cool shit, and you're like, oh, fuck. Why don't you come and jump on this show or jump in this movie or do this other thing?
Well, think about all those guys that came up with Dennis Leary. Mm-hmm. Like, they did the Rogan thing way before Rogan ever existed. So they were like doing cross promotion for shows and all kinds of other shit and old traditional media, which is way harder.
Was
way harder back then. Like Mario Cantone and fucking and Dennis Leary and fucking, what's his name? Lenny Clark and all those guys.
Lenny Clark, yeah.
Adam Ferrara, all those guys. Actually, when they were at Emory University, what's his name? The guy on the couch, Stephen Wright, was with him as well. All those guys. Like came together, and then you saw as Dennis was the one that took off. But every time he fucking started a new show, every single one of those guys was on his fucking show.
And you
know
should.
I mean?
That's how it should always work.
Yeah, that's
man.
How. Yeah, it's how it's still. People still do that shit nowadays.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
I mean,
good.
If you look at, especially here in Hollywood, like if you look at artists like Black Bear and like Machine Gun Kelly.
Well,
and like
I think musicians are more apt to it, whereas actors and producers they just don't, man.
Because they see it as a zero-sum game, I think.
Oh, it's filthy.
They see it as a zero-sum game still, and that's not the case. Like, if anything over the last year has been learned in Hollywood especially, but in the media at large, is that you cannot make enough content, which means there isn't competition between you and another actor now.
Right.
It's competition between all of us and getting enough content out. We should all be working together on this shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
The best shit you can possibly do. Because we've been going live every day since the pandemic started. Even in L.A. I mean, fuck. I don't even know what time it is. I know we're live, though, on YouTube. For everybody, and it's just like, hey man, there'll be a show out tonight.
It goes back to that.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, in Eastern? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things where, but most content wins. And you should always 100%. Be given content.
That's
and
why
if your listeners or audience and like whoever wants it, like, do it. If you're truly great at your craft, there's no fucking reason you shouldn't be pounding out hits or shows or things all the time. Like, that's the way I feel about it, at least.
I just need to, like, I mean, the way people are doing it nowadays are just like they're just getting on each other's songs. Like they're bringing their friends up. Like, yo, get on this song, and then
I mean, hip hop's been doing
song,
that
like,
for fucking 25
years.
Like
it's collabing everywhere. Everyone's like just helping each other out, and it's just fucking. It's so big now.
Even on the last like 10 years of CD hip hop,
right?
You still couldn't buy anybody's album without it having 15 different featured artists.
Yeah.
I mean, like every single album that came out that did well was like. Fucking this song featuring these three fucking people. You know what I mean? There was no independent songs anymore. They got it right on that one.
They did.
And that's
why
I think that hip hop blew up in digital media before anybody else, like SoundCloud and fucking Spotify and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They've been selling their records over there. Even independent kids that are recording shit like fucking Dre used to in his mom's goddamn basement.
Master P and all those guys.
Oh, they all started out like
Young
that.
Money.
Yeah.
They were doing all that shit.
And you can now these days, especially you can make your fucking nut doing that. That's not even a starting point anymore. That's your fucking goal. For sure. Especially based on what you were saying, like the single release strategy. I mean, that's fucking best place to do it.
I mean, it all comes back to the whole like most content wins idea.
Yeah.
You know, like but if you don't keep putting shit out, people, their attention spans are just going to forget about you immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're waiting for your new shit. Speaking of new shit, we're going to talk about your new song. We get some sponsors that would pay for this whole fucking shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com. /drinking bros. Finest mattress in the biz. If you were a member of the military, if you were a first responder, if you were a teacher or you work in the government, you can get 30% off a mattress right now. And everything, every single thing in the store, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, you name it, you are good to go. 30% off on that. If you're a regular dumb civilian like myself, you get 25% off everything. You can get a mattress. You get 2 free pillows with it if you buy that mattress. And as always, at ghostbed.com/drinking bros, all of the deals that I mentioned above are applicable with the 36-month no-interest pay-as-you-go program. So, boom, you go on there, dial up all your shit, and then say, hey, man, I want a 36-month no-interest program, and that'll be knocked down to like $30 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we got KeelCliffCBD.com. Best in the biz, man. I wish we had it here. We didn't know what Airbnb we were going to stay at.
I know.
I'm on Casting Couch, brother.
I actually almost decided to ship a case out here, and I'm glad we didn't because our first Airbnb was a fucking nightmare. We had to get out of there.
Well, there's no AC.
There's no AC, yeah. Actually, the place was kind of cool.
How? The
weird
place
shit.
Was cool, but like...
How?
In L.A., yeah, in the summertime. And they didn't put that in the listing. I feel like in L.A., in Southern California, if you don't have fucking AC and you're renting your place out in the summertime, you should notate that in the listing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's what I think. That's
this place is pretty cool, though.
We had to split the difference on that fee when I talked to Airbnb. Either way, we were not able to ship out some Killcliff CBD to our place. It is the best. 25 milligrams of CBD in every can. They got mango, orange kush, grape. All of the flavors are great. There is no THC in them, so you will not piss hot. Killcliff is the only name you can trust in this space. Go to KeelCliffCBD.com today and hop on that shit. Next up, we got GetRoman.com/drinking bros. Use any boner pills, Aaron?
I have. They're fucking fun.
They're a blast, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Roman's the shit. Have you used Roman?
No.
Discreet package, online doctor.
Can
you don't
I have
to go
some?
In.
I'm fucking so down.
Yeah, I'll give you some.
You just got some here? We're lying
around. I've got some.
Get some.
Stoked.
GetRoman.com/drinking bros. Dude, no doctor visit, literally. And they ship you in this like little blue package so you don't know what they are. To your wife, kids, nobody knows what it is, and you just pop fucking boner pills all day.
Dude, I brag about that shit. That's fun whenever you do it. Like, do you guys have
you don't need erectile dysfunction?
Dude.
Yeah, you can just get a recreational
boner
to party.
Do I just
take
a photo like, and promote it for them? Or, like, how do
of your
do
dick,
that?
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, get that $ tattooed on it first, but yeah.
First.
Or you can get Roman.com that tattooed down the length of your shaft.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, it'd be fucking rad, dude. So go to GetRoman.com/drinking bros today. Free doctor visit. Free shipping. That shit's there in like 48 hours. You'll be fucking in no time.
Nice.
Big.
You want
big
people
fan
to be
of
afraid
that.
Of it. Yeah. Like when you whip your dick out, the last thing you want to hear is awe.
Yeah.
You want to hear like, oh shit.
Oh no.
Why is it? It's the skin's fuck. Too tight. Why is it so hard?
You want to hear anger of like, fuck. Like, oh, that, deal with that.
That anime sound when the guy pulls his
it
fucking
so
sword
angry.
Out of his shit. That sound, that's what you want to fucking hear.
That's what you want to hear. Like, you want a girl to be like, oh,
and you
want to
be able to
shit.
See your reflection
yeah.
in your fucking, in your dome.
It, sure. You want it to be like a girl just walked into the, like, to CrossFit, and she saw the wad for the day and was like, God damn it, that's going to be tough.
I'm kind
like
of bummed we didn't talk about this before, because, like, I would have rocked one of those before we even fucking came on here.
You should
Oh, we both
dude.
Took them. Like, yeah, that's we why we've been
weird.
Going like this
I'm
this
all
whole
wooded
time.
Up right now. Yeah.
You guys are fucking cheaters.
I got the belt. I got it tucked underneath my belt right now as we speak, man.
Speaking of that, we had a good idea. GetRoman.com/drinking bros, by the way.
Yes.
We had a good idea for the plane. So Giorgio, our engineer, decided to pound off on the plane yesterday.
No
so
way.
While we were flying from, it was the Charlotte to you LAX
successful?
Flight. Yeah, so he took his.
So Charlotte to LAX is about 4.5 hours.
It's 4:23, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does
yeah,
it
yeah.
count
yeah.
as a mile high?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's like,
not
it's actually
yourself.
It's technically 5 miles high. You put a finger in your butthole, you said? Yeah, I guess.
There's penetration.
There's penny. Yeah. If you go penny, I think it counts, yeah. No matter who gets penetrated.
What? Yeah.
Anyway, so he goes up to the front of the plane. He's got his fucking phone. He bought the Wi-Fi so he could watch porn.
So it was a phone. You didn't take a laptop.
Well, see, here's my idea. Here's my idea. I say, I say you get your full laptop out, have it under your arm, and then you ask the flight attendant for a blanket and some lotion.
Yeah, yep. Dude, just
and one of those and one of those seatbelt extenders.
Yeah.
So you can and you know
tie that around your neck.
If you hook it up to the back of the door, you can lean forward, and luckily there's not enough room in there for you to completely die. Like
you can
do the whole thing.
Bang on the door and somebody's gonna let you out.
Yeah,
so
just,
if you're gonna
just
strangle
start, just start kicking on the door like this, and you're good.
You don't even need a spotter because the bathrooms are so small.
And the flight attendants are basically sitting up there because they're not serving anybody right now.
So you're good.
You just kick on that door a couple times as you're passing out. They'll come in there, fucking put the AED on you, and you can wake back up.
You ever S-bait?
Strangle bait.
Strangle bait?
Just no.
Put a belt around your neck? Or
no, I haven't.
Some form of chain?
There's so many things I'm learning on this show that I'm going to have to like take like, try.
I feel like you should have known about strangle baiting.
Yeah.
I mean, about it. I've seen it. Didn't one dude die? Fucking
David Carradine.
Well, a bunch of people have died, at least in NXS. Yeah.
Yeah, NXS.
I mean, I'm down to like get close to death and figure it out, but whatever.
Yeah, what's the crazy shit you've done?
I'm literally down for whatever, dude.
I'm sure on tour you've done some fucked up shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I know for a fact I have, like, a lot of fucking weird things, but, like, I don't remember anything. I'm just
so,
like, blacked out.
If you,
out,
if you
like,
choked yourself on the back of a doorknob, right?
Oh, no, I haven't, like, done that, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, like, shit stories and stuff, but, like...
Really? You were the girl?
I don't know.
What do you mean by shit stories?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know?
Did you buy, like you a really... Up? He brought a really nice glass table with roller wheels on it, and if girl passes on the floor, you just roll it over, and she wakes up to your butthole opening up and poop coming out.
Yeah.
Technically, there's nothing illegal about
it. No.
Because you haven't made contact with
her. Yeah, you didn't get contact on her. But she saw
it. It's called
it.
A Cleveland steamer. No, that's when you get your... get a. Is that a Cleveland steamer?
No, Cleveland steamer's on the chest. So that is that's touching
what's
your skin.
What's the one when you're sitting? It's like a Blumpkin or something.
Blumpkin, yeah. Where you
a
get
Blumpkin
your dick sucked
where
you're
taking
the
toilet.
Yeah.
But what's if you're going on a coffee table glass.
No, that's where you. Oh, I don't know.
No.
What is it?
Look up.
You like her asshole?
I think it's called the Folgers because it's the best part of waking up.
Yeah.
Could be.
There's
right.
Folgers in your cup. So if you go across that glass coffee table. It's called the Folgers.
We actually came up with one called the Reverse 69. It's when two dudes eat each other's asses at the same time.
Correct.
So you have to be
going
in
down,
like a
but
circle.
But you got to go downhill.
Well, I mean, you're going to roll downhill because of the configuration of your bodies.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Reverse 69. Yeah. So it's like this is back and
like
ass.
Bend.
Out here in the back.
Weird.
Correct.
Too. It's two dudes forming a circle eating each other's asses. Come on, man. You got to be able to visualize.
What was one of the weirdest things you've ever done? On tour, you have to get it all, though.
Oh, my God, dude. I, like...
Because you guys are in those little tiny bunk beds on those tour buses, like...
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, like, I fucking can't think of anything on the spot right now. I'm so lame.
Birdsall, this,
I know, this,
is,
bad.
This is fucking
you
bad,
you could just
dude.
Make something up, probably.
Yeah.
I probably could. That shit story is basically... I mean, that
who's
was on
shit?
Tour,
who's shit in the bed, by the way?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it was really fucking weird. Like, it was after a show.
It's a conspiracy, probably.
Uh-huh. It's. I mean, it's.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Yeah. We do a thing on RPR called Crime
so
Corner.
So it's. It was after a show corner. Somewhere in this fucking planet, at a bar with some friends, and this dude just like leaves his girlfriend at the bar, and I just felt bad because like she didn't have a phone or something, and I was like, "What the fuck? I don't have a phone. That's kind of weird in general." And I was like, "I guess you can just like come back with us to fucking, you know, the bus or whatever."
Yeah.
For now, since we have like a day, I think it was like a day off or something. That's why that was cool. And then
kind of sounds like this is all set up.
Yeah.
Some dude leaves her there without a fucking phone.
But then so we leave the bar and on the way back, like she's literally singing like all of my band's songs at that time. So I was like, oh, this chick's a fucking super fan. This is gonna be easy as fuck. You know, cool. Long story short, woke up middle of the night, fucking like felt something like in the bunk, like it was fucking weird, and I was just like, "What the hell?"
Man. On the tour bus?
Yeah, it was just like it was in there because she was like laying somewhere over
her
there.
Her poop was in there.
So you said, I don't really know what it was, but like, so like, I'm like sleeping, I'm like, if I can grab this, I was like, "What the fuck are these crumbs, dude?" And I was like, in my sleep, I'm like, "Shit!" I guess I kind of threw it like off onto the floor, dude. I swear to God. Well, like you're hammered, you have no idea, whatever. I know where I'm at. She probably doesn't really know where she's at because she was like blacked out too.
Yeah.
So it came to a point where like I got up finally. And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" You're like, and like I lift the covers up, and there's just shit everywhere. Mm. And I just like turned the light on. I was like, "Oh my god, dude! Like there's shit like smeared on the walls."
Whoa.
What do you mean smeared handprints? On the walls? Like caveman paintings and shit?
Bro.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Little
like,
stick
no
figures
joke.
In a sun.
There was like shit smeared on the fucking wall. Like I can't make this up. I know you're like, you should make some up.
No, not at all.
Up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, dude, what the fuck? And I look down on the floor and there's a full human pile of shit right on the fucking floor. And I'm like, all right, so.
Maybe she was a Golgothan shit demon like from Dogma.
Yeah.
But I have no idea, but I woke up, there's crumbs. I fucking woke up again. There's shit on the walls and there's a full pile of shit on the floor. And I'm like, I'm just going to avoid how awkward this is completely. And I just like cleaned it all up while she was passed out still.
You cleaned up all the shit?
Fucking cleaned all the shit off the floor, threw it in the back, threw it up by the stairs.
Mm.
And then
no
This was on a bus?
No way I
Dude,
would clean up that shit.
I can't fucking make this up.
This is on a bus.
Yeah. And then I fucking sat. I didn't go back into the bunk. I just sat up front in the lounge. And I was like, I just sat there just like this is fucked up. This is so weird. And then she gets down. I was trying to avoid the whole like awkwardness, you know?
Yeah.
She gets down. She's like putting her shoes on and shit. And she just goes, "What was all that stuff in the bed?" And I just go, "I think it was shit. Yeah, it was shit. It was a lot of shit. It was everywhere. Like, it was shit everywhere. Like, I couldn't like hold it in. I didn't know what to fucking say."
Wait, then, so you took the blame for it?
No, I didn't fucking. I was just like,
"You said I shit."
Yeah. No,
when he said I couldn't hold it in, I didn't say it was shit.
I said it was shit.
Okay.
Like basically, and my theory is, if I were to wake up on there, I know where the fuck I'm at.
Yeah.
Like I've never once in my life shit the fucking bed or just like woken up and not know where I'm at. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go to the fucking bathroom. I'm gonna walk off the bus into the hotel and fucking take a shit. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. I know where I'm at. I'm in my comfort zone. She doesn't know where she's at. We're fucking both blacked out.
That makes
sense.
Yeah.
So like, in my head,
like,
I'm like,
I would
fucking
never shit on the floor in a place that I was familiar.
I would never
with.
Shit in my
no
own
matter
bed.
How fucking drunk or high or whatever the fuck I am.
You just yeah, exactly. It can be there's fucking no blacked out. Like I'll still wake up and I'll fucking know where I'm at and I'll go to the bathroom. It's like, never been a problem my entire life. I don't know why it would be now.
Yeah, yeah. If you wake up in like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Maybe
exactly.
Like a Wayfair warehouse, for example.
So this
yeah. Find yourself inside of a cabinet and you sneak out. You're probably gonna shit on the floor.
Probably.
Because you don't know what the fuck's going
no, you don't
on.
Know
you got to shit
on.
Somewhere, and it's not your property, so who cares?
So this chick's boyfriend calls.
Oh boy.
Wow, this is getting deep.
And then, well, he calls, and
you shit on my girlfriend, dude? Like, yeah. I just wanted you to fuck her.
Right? Exactly.
Is that how it went? That's probably how the call went.
Basically, but he calls, and I was like, yo, you got to come get this chick, dude. Like, you got to come get your girl or whatever. Does she have, like, problems when she drinks and like we're just think like just gross things happen. Like, well, she drinks and blacked out or whatever. And he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
He knows
whatever,
exactly.
Don't worry about it.
No way.
So he comes, he picks her up, whatever. And like the whole situation.
So this is ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah. And the whole situation. Well, I think they were dating at the time, but I think they broke up like, you know, 5 hours before that or something.
But
stupid.
Does he know you fucked her? Or what was
yeah.
the. Okay, does.
Yeah. I think he's like that was his
up?
Plan.
How do you not know?
Yeah, yeah, she's on my fucking. She's on the bus at like, you know, it's like she's getting picked up the next morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't pick anybody up from that shit.
Absolutely, you should be done with that chick. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get rid of her,
yes,
dude.
Yes.
Like, absolutely get rid of that chick.
Yes.
But yeah, so he came. He didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, yeah, whatever. Just don't worry about what I was saying. And then he came, picked her up, and I just kind of ignored the whole situation. But then, like, later that day,
yeah,
I, like, farted. And it smelled just like that shit.
This is a real dude, this
but,
is a real mystery.
But
I mean, you guys,
we could have been eating the same stuff that night too. Like, I don't know, we were drinking the same shit.
I feel like we need to get Benedict.
I shouldn't be
back.
Saying
how
all this
big
stuff
was the shit
live.
Though.
Like, we can't
you
said,
can tell if it's a girl shit or a dude shit in the toilet.
I don't know.
Have yes,
you, ever, you haven't. Can't had, tell. You haven't had a female child. Neither have I, obviously. But I have. Two. Well, I had a female niece, and I had another one with my ex. It was a female, right?
I think my sex appeal
little,
is gone.
Little fucking baby girls just dump out like crazy, dude. So it's. I imagine like you just don't want to picture your wife dumping out.
No,
that's it.
Here's the thing.
Because I've got plenty of video of that. If you want to see it,
yeah. Oh, I allow
out.
It. I license it to Dan. Like,
yeah,
it's all on the up.
It's
and up.
Contracts. I mean, it's
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
But nice. There, she dumps out like a champ too. Jesse, come on, dude.
No. So I like
huge dumps.
Look, there is occasions where look, you've been married long enough or whatever, been with somebody forever. Jesse and I, fucking, it's probably about 10 years at this point. No, none of that, right? But there is friends of ours who have said, "Hey, I dated so and so, and fuck, someone's dating Ronda Rousey." We won't say who it was. They said the reason why the breakup with Ronda Rousey was she was taking human man shits like with the door open, and it was
so. Is that
like,
a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
If a girl takes shits too big, because I don't even want to.
Is that a deal breaker for you? It is
no,
for me.
No, I don't want to. That is the one area of my life that I allow cognitive dissonance to come in. I pretend that women don't shit.
I've been spoiled.
But what if you see it?
I will never see it.
Yes. But what if they forget it and you walk in there and it's just
I've never walked out of a bathroom without flushing my own shit.
You haven't. But here's the thing. You spend 10 years with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to see their shit. That is just inevitable.
No, it's not.
On accident or whatever, it could be the middle of the night.
No. 10 years?
10 years. You're
I don't
gonna
know,
see
man.
It.
I would probably
you've never seen a girl shit? Somebody you've dated?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of chicks shit, but like girls that I've dated, I feel like I've been spoiled to the point where like I date girls that literally make me believe that they don't shit.
Right.
They don't.
Well that's
they,
why
they like they probably hurt all day long
yeah.
just to act like they don't have to take a fucking shit.
Yeah. They walk because down. Like, they walk down,
like
down to the McDonald's.
Chicks, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I date. It's
they walk down
whatever,
to McDonald's a couple blocks down, and
they don't
in
shit.
Bathroom,
they made me believe it.
Or they're shitting on somebody's tour bus overnight.
Yeah,
and you have to. You know,
I wouldn't.
Deal with that.
I mean, I also wouldn't date that chick. I should
as long as she's pooping somewhere else, I don't care what else.
If she's clean about it, of like, hey man, I'm going to use the bathroom and be polite about it. What I can't figure out is when you saw all the shit on the floor, did it seem
bad.
Like a dude or did it seem like a girl shit?
What you just said about the whole Ronda Rousey thing, you don't fucking know.
You don't know, but how was this girl?
You gotta
what
get,
was her size?
You got to get Dexter involved because that's a good point, her size. You have to look at the splatter pattern of the poop to tell how far it dropped.
Correct, yes.
Then you can get the...
Did it look like it fell off the
It looked
top
like
bunk?
A fucking, like, the emoji, the shit emoji. It was so perfectly stacked.
Ooh.
Like fucking soft serve ice cream.
I would lean towards girl then.
Yeah, because they're a lot more neat than we are.
Yes.
I would just plop. Mine just plop out.
Yeah. Because if it wasn't apple milkshake, right? Where it's just like, all right.
Apple milkshake?
So the apple comes out first and then it's a milkshake afterwards. If it's not that, and if it's a neat shit like that, I'd go girl.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd go girl on this
but
one.
But that's where like the whole like fart later in the day, same.
Oh, but if it's the same scent,
see,
yeah.
It's a mindfuck, yeah.
God damn
everything
it,
else
man.
Leads. Everything else leads to her, except for that one last fucking little detail.
That last little Duke. I tell you what, they just started remaking Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
I've watched it, all of them.
I'd love to add this one to it. I
you
really
think?
Would, man.
Who did we get? Didn't that guy die, though?
Who?
Who did we hit up? The guy, the voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's dead, but Netflix remade it, and they're just doing it. So same type of fucking sitch with that. But yeah, man, because if you smelled it later on in the day, I'm going to lean towards that girl. And if it was a neat shit, I'm going to lean towards that girl.
It was neat.
Yeah.
Soft serve is a good example.
Because you don't soft serve. You don't like a soft serve guy?
Don't think I ever have.
No, there's no way.
No.
I've never coiled out like that. Mine are just fucking, just like, it looks like cow shit. Like giant amounts of shit coming out.
Yeah.
Like just gravity won't allow it to maintain that shit.
Right.
That shape.
A lot of weight.
Yeah. There's density to my poop. I only eat protein.
Have you ever thought about reaching in and grabbing it just to see what the weight is on a turd?
I have.
Oh, you don't weigh yourself before and after taking a shit?
No. Did you grab it?
You never like drop something in there and you're like, oh, fuck.
No. So a buddy in college of mine, he went in because he was like, he dropped a fucking Thor's hammer in there in the toilet. And he was like, I got to know how heavy this is, you know? See what I'm dealing with here.
That's why every time before I shit, I weigh myself. I'm not kidding. Every single time I weigh myself first.
No. And then afterwards?
And then after,
And then to see what it was.
Yep.
So homeboy, he grabbed in and grabbed, you know, full Duke by the thing. And he was like, I was surprised. He goes, it's lighter than I thought. But he goes, the density was, it was pretty dense. Like he goes, because he smashed it afterwards in his fingers. Like he smashed it. Does he want to know what the density was like? And he goes, I thought it would be a little tougher. And he goes, it wasn't. It just went right through my hand. But
weird.
Yeah.
Must have not been eating like pistachios or anything or something.
No, but he's a big, high protein guy, you know?
I don't know. You weigh yourself, so you're saying that you take over pound shits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I eat like, I only, not only, but primary, I would say 95% of my diet is fat and protein. Like, I don't eat many carbs.
Yeah.
I switch between carnivore and some version of that. I eat like steaks and burgers and bacon, and that's it. I don't eat any bread or any of that bullshit.
You know, there's not a lot of water. You're gonna beach that dump, obviously.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a Normandy dump.
And you know, just... you can train for it too.
Yeah,
high protein, high fiber, right?
Yeah,
enough fat so that it stays fucking nice and lubricated down there in your beehole area, and you can just crank out turds, man.
Yeah, and you're good to go.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse when it's like a marker.
I mean, what else? You
your asshole's like a marker on a fucking toilet paper.
It's something to take up the rest of the day between doing drugs and writing for you. I mean,
yeah,
like this. What else are you gonna do? Drink, do drugs, and write songs? You gotta. That's like what 6 hours out of the day you can maybe do then. Active work.
There was a guy in college who used to take a photo of his shit every day, and it was one of those baby books. So he bought one of those baby books from like Hobby Lobby.
Like,
and those were his kids, and he would name it. He'd be like, this is Henry, eight ounces, you know.
No four. Way.
You run out of names too fast. It's too much. That's why I like Rate My Poo. No it was basically way. Hot or Not, but for turds. You ever see that?
Yeah, you remember Rate My Poo?
RateMyPoo.com was like Hot or Not, that original website.
That was a
website.
Fucking thing?
Yeah.
People would take, and you would rate the shits.
You could rate your own shit.
Size, structure, coloration, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I really miss? I don't know if you guys
Tub
know
girl,
this
probably.
Because of the it's a music industry. industry thing, but Is Anyone Up? Do you remember that?
No, what's Anyone Up? What is that?
Holy shit. That thing was fucking wild.
Is this like Backpage.net?
It was basically like, so, God, the owner got fucking sued by like literally everybody. It was basically band dudes sending fucking dick photos and band sluts posting these band dudes like dick photos and vice versa. And then, I don't know, man. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like...
Did you ever blast your dick out?
No, I was never actually on it. But like,
you just looked at dicks all day.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're not judging
like,
you.
So like, they'll have like this girl's MySpace fucking name or something. And then it's like all of her nude photos.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those collages.
All these
band
dudes. And they're all just like, fuck this dick. And they fucking post it. And they all talk about it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible fucking site.
It's like Marines United. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they do get sued numerous times, but... for just defamation in general, but like terrible, but super fucking entertaining. Then they'll have a thing where it's like, it'll be like a list of these band whores. Like it'd be like this band whore, fucking Stephanie, and like her roster of the dudes and bands that she slept with and shit. And it's just like an Instagram feed. So you just like scroll through this feed and be like, oh, this chick's nudes. Oh, this is this chick's roster. Oh, this is Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy's dick that he sent this chick.
Really?
Like shit like that.
How was his dick? How was Pete Wentz's dick?
I don't
small.
Remember looking at it.
I love this, by the way, and let me tell you why.
Yeah.
One, everybody's doing what they want to do in this situation, right? If you're a band, if you're a groupie and that's like what you want to do, you want to go out and bang, like you want to spend your 20s banging dudes in bands,
yeah,
like then you should fucking do that. Why would you not do it?
Do it.
Right? Just get all your other life shit done in the meantime, but try not to shit on tour buses and stuff.
Obviously.
But for the most part, go out and do that. And if you're a band member traveling around, now you have a fucking Rolodex. Instead of wasting time or corrupting some girl that isn't already corrupted, just get one of these like sluts. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
Like a slut who wants to be a slut is fine.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. This is a win-win situation for me.
I
don't know about sharing the nudes part. That's kind of a violation of privacy. But if the girls consented to having the nudes posted like that, I think that would be great. That's like a fucking digital Rolodex.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, if they're posting the dude's dick pics, like, and everybody's cool with it, then why not?
Yeah,
it's basically like fucking, what's that cheating website from back in the day?
Fuck, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Ashley Madison. That's
it.
Yeah, it's like that, essentially. Yeah. But it's like a pornographic version that's specific to the music industry. Why would you not do that?
Man, we learned a lot here today.
Yeah, it was a great site.
Loved a lot.
We loved a lot, too. Yeah. At this point in the show, we get to the drinking bro of the week. It's someone who has inspired you or helps you become the man you are today. Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to?
Oh my God. Drinking bro of the week. So somebody that's inspired me?
Yeah.
Dude, like, I mean, I'm
or
just
helped you or whatever. I'm,
who's helped you?
I'm literally just gonna say Danny.
Yeah.
He's been one of my Danny Warsnop for everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
He's just been like, you know, one of my best friends for like fucking years, and like he literally, I've helped him when he was down. Like he fucking pushed me to like do what I'm doing now, and it's like, I don't know, like he's just helped me the most, and I think he's just an all around fucking gangster at everything that he does.
He's a great person.
He and Victoria,
he's one of the best people like ever.
He is really. Yeah. He and Victoria are both like the nicest human beings. I'm so glad that they got together.
Yeah,
it's literally like one of the best couples.
Yeah. Like two of the most genuine and nicest people I've ever met in my fucking life.
It's like goals whenever I hang out with them, I'm looking at them. It's like, even when it comes down to like, I see them like starting to like fight or something, you know, like the way I watch them just like work it out. Just like, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. And it's like, oh, I understand that. And it's like, fuck, man, this is like a whole new world. You know,
it would make a great reality show, except for people don't like it when other people get along well.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would go.
Exactly.
Like it would be a good, like, 10-minute reality show.
If you're in a great relationship, you can figure out ways to fuck. Exactly. But you can figure out ways of like, hey, man, I know you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Let's try to figure out this problem and get past it. It's the other relationships that you're not in where that's where fucking shit.
Well, you can't have one party acting like they have nothing to lose.
Correct.
In a situation. And that's why with the political turmoil that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
if we all disagreed that what we want is a stable America that's great and equal for everyone. Equality of opportunity, not of outcome, by the way, which is a huge difference. We'll get into that on a different show. But if you just all agree to that, then we're all going towards the same goal. We're playing tug of war. We're all on the same side of the rope.
Yeah.
If we're pulling from different sides of the rope, we're fucked.
And it's the same. What he's talking about is the same with relationships, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way his is. This is what mine is, at least. And, you know, gotten through the last 9 years, 10 years with relative ease. And it's great. It's great. So is your new song, by the way. Tell everybody, the audience, the name of your new song. I believe it drops on Friday.
Yeah, this Friday, yeah. Actually. It's called Selfish. It's basically about kind of what we've been talking about. Like, I got to the point where, like, somebody was like, yo, you need to do your own product and you need to focus on yourself. So I fucking did it. And I pissed off a lot of people in the process.
Yeah.
AKA girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of really pissed. I would never, you know, like, basically they put in like a lot of attention, a lot of work. And I'm always just like focused on myself and no one around me understands why. They don't get it. So it's called Selfish. Basically about me just like focusing and doing my own thing for a straight year on this new album that's coming out. So,
and when's the new album coming out?
It's all going to be singles. It all starts off in singles. So this single will come out on Friday.
Okay.
And then 3 weeks.
That's the 24th, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then 3 weeks, the next one will come out. And then 2 or 3 weeks, the next one will come out. And then.
How many of these you got music videos for?
Two.
Two, okay.
Okay.
First two. We should be hopefully shooting for at least a couple more, too.
Yeah, yeah, four or five, yeah,
but
for
right,
sure.
As of right now, yeah.
And you've got, and Selfish is one of them. When's that video going to come out?
That's on Friday.
Oh, cool.
The single will come out, dude. The song will come out, and the single should come out, or the video should come out the same day.
Great.
And where can they, tell everybody where they can find all this shit?
On social media.
Social media, I mean, you can get you can pre-save the link. Actually, if you just go to my Instagram, my MySpace, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you must have MySpace,
you'd be on
bro.
My top eight, by the way.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. No, if you went to Instagram, it's just Birdsall Official. So
yeah.
Birdsall is Bird, S-A-L-L, by the way.
Official.
Official, yeah.
And then the link's right up top. If you can pre-save the song, and then if you just follow the Instagram, then like, obviously you'll see everything that's happening, because that's like the main source
fuck
of
yeah.
fucking
do you
media.
Have it? Do you have the song on you?
Yeah.
We can put it on the end of this episode for the audio show.
Yeah.
And that'll be awesome.
I had the link, too. We could probably put the link on there. You can just
great.
Click
yeah,
that.
We'll put the link in the description, for sure.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is, for the audio listeners, we will lead you out with Birdsall's new song, Selfish, and then we'll put the link in there of where you can pre-save it and buy it.
Yeah, if you don't see it in your podcast app, it'll be in the YouTube description or whatever else. Or you can find it on his social media as well.
And in the meantime, check out his song Instagram page. You do the Drinking Broettes theme song. Not only you one of the most talented people I know, but you're just a cool fucking dude.
I appreciate that.
And we've been in all these different cities, so I'm grateful Dan was able to say, dude, he's in L.A. Call him, he's in L.A. I was like, great, let's get him. Let's get him on the show.
Sick.
Yeah.
That was wild when you called. I was like, what? Yeah, fuck yeah, I have nothing to do.
I was like, we're here. Come on.
I'm recording and I'm really busy, but fuck yeah, I'm coming anyways.
I'm a cyber stalker, so.
Yeah, no, you're great at it. Like, I'm not great at social media. He's pretty good at it. So thanks for coming in, dude. We always love when you're here.
Dude, appreciate it.
You always have
it,
a standing
awesome.
Invitation. Come on when Danny's on, too.
Yeah, November, yeah.
In November, that'd be great. Shit. If you're in there, we're doing a live election show November 3rd.
That'd
in
be
Austin.
Fun.
Danny's coming. I think
otherwise, I think when you move into Austin, like I'll be ripping through there.
Come on down and then do Drink a Broettes while you're there.
Yeah.
You fucking dope.
Now we're talking.
They're gigantic fans, and so are we. Awesome. Check out Birdsall for Birdsall. D'Anthony Holloway. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Here is Birdsall's new song called Selfish.
Vision, if you blur, don't even show out. I'm on my own and I'm grinding, get in or get out. Been finding models from Europe to California. What makes you think that your feelings is gonna call me up? No, not you'll never fill the void with your feelings, just so you know. Oh, no, and I don't give a fuck if you hate it. I made it clear when I hit it and faded. You see it, so why you say
And I don't give a fuck if you hate it. I made it clear when I hit it and faded.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.